The amount of foot traffic in downtown Jacksonville fell to an all-time low last year. As the pandemic slowed the growth of downtowns across the country, now the Jackson's Ennis Davis asks, will 2021 be the year of the comeback for our downtown? He's here to tell us about some of the big projects and the trends that give him hope. This is The Jackson on WJCT. Ennis, speaking of big projects, an unexpected result on the Lot J vote this week.
Yes, I think that's one that most people in town could not accurately predict, that Lot J would go down in flames. So when you think about the changes that we'll see in 2021, obviously Lot J is not going to be included in that. However, it does not mean that there aren't significant projects that are continuing to move forward in downtown and obviously have a tremendous positive impact on foot traffic and just overall life and vitality in downtown. Some big projects in downtown include the district on the South Bank. The infrastructure should be under construction within the next 2 months. We're expected to finally see some movement on the Laura Street Trio that will include an upscale Marriott branded hotel. And we have several corporate headquarter type projects under construction. We have Vostar continuing to redevelop the corporate complex along the Lower Street corridor. And then there's JEA and Fidelity, who both are in the process of building new office headquarters in downtown. So we'll see a lot of major construction this year.
Okay, that might be true, Ennis, but part of the issue has been the pandemic and people not wanting to go out and go to restaurants and be around other people. How is that going to change this year?
Well, what will change is how we look at revitalization strategies. You know, for a long time in downtown, we always relied on our office population being able to drive a lunch crowd for restaurants. Well, one thing that's come out of this pandemic is we may not have as many people working in these office buildings in the foreseeable future. So there's going to be a need to find a new anchor to attract people into the area. By the same token, we've relied a lot on the restaurant scene as a way to fuel excitement in areas. So as we move forward, we're going to have to find a way to fill in space with other types of uses that create foot traffic. We may have to program certain types of events on a more consistent basis to build that foot traffic to support the retail that we want to see.
Can you give us some examples of what that might look like?
I think the Lower Street Trio is a great example of that. Here you have three buildings that were historically used 100% as office space. A portion of those buildings are to become hotel space. There's a small grocery bodega on the first floor, a steakhouse in one building, and some additional retail space in the other buildings. So we've gone to a mix of uses that brings in different crowds around the clock that activates that block.
Finally, there's one more change coming to downtown that makes you optimistic about development in the future. What is that, Ennis?
Well, I think, you know, all development isn't good development. So just because a project is proposed in the area, if it doesn't respect the history and character of that area, you lose the sense of place that makes downtown its neighborhood a special place. So this year, the DIA, Downtown Investment Authority, is going to be updating its design guidelines. So what that means is when you have a special area like La Villa, for example, that has ties back to Black history, blues. Now you have an opportunity for infill development that protects that historic sense of place the community had, as opposed to, you know, new buildings that look like they could be built at town center or on any suburban highway in any city in the U.S. So that's something, it's a small thing, but in the long run, it's going to make a huge, significant impact on how we view downtown and how we cherish and protect the character that it has.
Again, that's the Jackson's Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.